Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Oddball Sports. I'm one of your hosts, Nanamari Kansen, joined here today by three of my regular co-hosts. You know them already: Melvin Kwashi, David Kofite, Serum Carter. We're joined by two special guests in Mutuminai, who you've seen on Oddball Sports a lot recently, and someone making their first appearance, Elvis Quantu. So, guest, would you like to introduce yourselves quickly before I introduce what this episode is about?
All right, good evening, fam. I'm Elvis and popularly known as Kelu. I love the game of basketball and I'm a huge Lakers fan.
Now.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin Eshilehisi, he's popularly known as Mutuminai. Also, die-hard Lakers fan.
Okay, so basically what we're doing today, we're doing a fantasy draft involving the top 100 players currently in the NBA, and each of the panelists here, Serum, Dave, Mutumina, Elvis, and Melvin, will be drafting a team out of those 100 players. The 100 players list, so we have a long list of players: Jokic, Giannis, Luka, Joel, Steph Curry, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, Damian Lillard, Anthony Edwards, Kawhi Leonard, Donovan Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox, Paul George, Jamal Murray, Jaylen Brown, Tyrese Haliburton, Bam Adebayo, Ja Morant, Trae Young, Karl-Anthony Towns, Domantas Sabonis, Pascal Siakam, Brandon Ingram, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Zion Williamson, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Drew Holiday, Lauri Markkanen, Darius Garland, LaMelo Ball, Paolo Banchero, Evan Mobley, Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, DeMar DeRozan, Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bane, Alperen Şengün, Kristaps Porzingis, DeJounte Murray, Julius Randle, Fred VanVleet, Cade Cunningham, Chris Middleton, Derek White, Chet Holmgren, Scottie Barnes, Aaron Gordon, Rudy Gobert, Andrew Wiggins, OG Anunoby, Miles Turner, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Jeremy Grant, CJ McCollum, Marcus Smart, Victor Wembanyama, Jared Allen, Brook Lopez, Michael Porter Jr., Tobias Harris, Tyler Hero, Franz Wagner, Jalen Williams, Nikola Vucevic, Kyle Kuzma, RJ Barrett, Chris Paul, Austin Reaves, Clint Capela, Dylan Brooks, Malcolm Brogdon, Cam Johnson, Anfernee Simons, Jordan Poole, Nick Claxton, Devin Vassell, Alex Caruso, DeAndre Ayton, Jalen Green, Keldon Johnson, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Buddy Hield, Jaden McDaniels, Keegan Murray, Emmanuel Quickley, Bruce Brown, Herbert Jones, Kevon Looney, Walker Kessler, and Naz Reid. So we have five GMs in the building, as I mentioned before: Ciaran, Dave, Melvin, Mutumina, Elvis, and yeah. So they'll each be selecting 12 players overall to try and build the best team possible. Sarah, I'll start with you. What is the name of your team?
Yeah, hi. Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah, and the name of my team is Aquentuobolis.
Okay, Elvis, what's the name of your team?
All right, I like the name of my team to be YTS Ballers.
Okay, Mutumina, what do you like the name of your team to be?
Okay, the name of my team should be the original.
Okay, Melvin, what would you like the name of your team to be?
Okay, my team's name is Kotobabi Professional.
All right, Dave, what do you want your team name to be? The name of his team, he texted me, the name of his team is Ablekuman Nanale. So I'm going to spin a wheel and we're going to get the first pick. With the first pick goes to Aquintu Ballers. Their GM is Serum. The second pick goes to YTS Ballers. Elvis is their GM. The third pick goes to Ablekuman Nanalace, whose GM is Dave. The fourth pick would go to the Originals, whose GM is Mutumina, which means the final pick goes to Kotobabi Professionals, whose GM is Melvin Kwashi. So we will start the draft with Sarah making the first pick. Sarah, you're on the clock.
I think the first pick is really a no-brainer. I'm gonna go with Nikola Jokic. Because he's currently the best player in the NBA right now.
Okay, so Nikola Jokic is off the board now, selected by Aquintu Ballers. Second pick, YTS Ballers. Who do you pick?
All right, my second pick, I would like to take Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, the reigning MVP. All right, I feel he's one of the top two players currently in the league, and he has been a proven scorer. So I think he's one of the most efficient and effective guys currently.
Okay, so Dave is having some technical difficulty, so we'll move to Mutumina to make the fourth pick, and then hopefully we sort out Dave's issue. So Mutumina, who do you pick with the third pick?
I'm picking Luka Doncic.
Doncic pulls up three-pointer.
Okay, Luka goes to the Originals of Mutumina. All right, Melvin, who do you pick?
If I pick Giannis.
My name is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, okay, who do you pick with the fifth pick? And then you get the next pick as well.
Jason Tatum.
Tatum drives down. It's rolled it down! Wow!
Picks Jason Tatum with the fifth overall pick. And who do you pick with the next pick, the sixth overall pick?
Didn't hear that.
Lillard, long range three. And it's good!
Picks Damian Lillard. Okay, so it goes back to Melvin. Melvin, who do you want?
I pick Steph Curry. Been cooking with the sauce, Chef Curry with the
pop. Been cooking with the sauce, Chef Curry with the pop. Okay, Steph Curry goes seventh overall to Melvin and Coach Bobby Professionals. Which women are the originals? Who are you guys picking with the eighth overall pick?
We are picking Anthony Davis.
And here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!
So Anthony Davis has been selected with the eighth overall pick. We're going back to YTS ballers. Elvis, who are you selecting with the ninth overall pick?
All right, give me SGA.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
SGA, okay. So YTS ballers picks SGA. Sarah, who'd you pick with the 10th pick?
All right, so with my 10th pick, give me Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, that time he does finish.
Anthony Edwards, okay. So Anthony Edwards goes to Akwaentu ballers. Akwaentu Bowles has the first pick of the third round. Who do you select there?
Give me Kevin Durant.
Durant for three. It's good. Kevin Durant from downtown.
Okay. KD is finally off the board. Going to Akwaentu Bowles. So YTS Bowles, you're back on the clock. Who do you select with the 12th overall pick?
All right. Give me one of the Suns' parent shooting guard, Devin Booker.
Booker, this is for the win. Got it.
Devin Booker goes to YTS Bowlers. Okay, Mutumina, who do you have up next? The original.
Good James, baby. Good James.
LeBron James, a shot in history. And there it is! LeBron stands alone!
Kotobabi Professionals, who do you want to select next?
I think we're going with Ime Draymond Green.
Chasing that farewell tour. They don't allow you like that.
He says he wants Draymond Green. Interesting.
Well, damn.
Okay. That was a very early pick.
Well, I mean, he picked Steph, so I guess he wants somebody that can gel well with Steph. That makes sense.
I guess. Okay, Dave, who do you pick next?
Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell looks for 70.
Donovan Mitchell goes to Ablekuma Nanalace. Okay, Dave, who do you pick with the 16th overall pick?
So, Trae Young.
Young lets it go.
Trae Young, okay, cool. Okay, so the 16th pick, Dave picks Trae Young. Melvin, back to you. Who do you pick with the next pick?
Please give me Jimmy Butler.
And Butler right now is exhausted with 46.7 remaining.
Jimmy Butler goes 17th overall to Kotobabi Professionals. Mutumina, the originals, who you guys picking with the 16th overall, on 18th overall pick?
Yeah, picking Paul George.
We are seeing a superstar in the making here with Paul George.
The originals have selected Paul George, 18th overall. So, Elvis, would you
all
guys
right,
have?
Give me Kawhi Leonard.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
So YTS ballers pick Kawhi, 19th overall. Serum, close us out. Who are you picking 20th overall?
Yeah, I'm going to go with De'Aaron Fox.
Fox from midcourt. Got it! De'Aaron Fox called game!
Okay, so to round up your starting fives, please give me who are you selecting 21st, Serum?
That's a tough one. Give me Mikal Bridges.
Here's Bridges from deep. Oh, boy.
Mikal Bridges. Hey, Bridges goes to Akwaentu Bowlers, 21st overall. Elvis, YTS Bowlers, I'm coming back to you guys. Who are you selecting with the 22nd pick?
Give me Lauri Markkanen.
Markkanen spinning. He's down the lane. Shot on the lane. Oh! The finisher, Lauri Markkanen.
Hey, interesting. They've gone for Lauri, 22nd overall. Mutumina, the original. Who are you guys selecting?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Cat for the lead. Got it.
Carl Anthony Towns goes 23rd overall. Melvin, Kotobabi Professionals.
Oh, man. This is my pick, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again.
Okay, give me Domantas Sabonis.
Domantas Sabonis.
Okay, Domantas Sabonis goes 24. And then Dave, to round us out, who is Ablekuma Mananale selecting?
I'll pick Klay Thompson.
Klay for the win!
Okay, so I'll run through the teams really quickly. So Akwaeku Ballers, their current roster has Nikola Jokic, Kevin Durant, De'Aaron Fox, Anthony Edwards, and Mikal Bridges. That is their current starting five. For YTS Ballers, they have Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kawhi Leonard, and Lauri Markkanen. For the Originals, they have Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Paul George, and Karl Anthony Towns on their roster. Kotobabi Professionals have Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Domantas Sabonis, and Draymond Green. Person picked last, not last, but who had the fifth pick, Ablekuma Nanalace. They picked up Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, and Klay Thompson. That is their starting five. So I'll let each of you talk us through your picks. And yeah, I'll start with Seyram, who had the first overall pick. His team is Jokic, KD, Anthony Edwards, De'Aaron Fox, and Mikal Bridges. Seyram, why do you think your starting five is the best five?
Okay, so I think I picked my starting five. I tried to make it as balanced as possible. And also, you know, in terms of scoring, each player has like inside and outside scoring, can score on all three levels. And I know with some of the players that, you know, defensively weak, I included some fast, you know, some players that are like quite skilled in speed. That's like De'Aaron Fox and Anthony Edwards. And also needed to bolster the defense. I know KD is like a sneaky good defender. And I needed somebody who was like very good on the defensive end and then Mikal Bridges. And same for Fox and Anthony Edwards, who are not the best defenders, but also quite sneaky good defenders. I think my weakest link would be defensively would be Jokic. But then with the assistance of KD and then Mikal Bridges, we don't really have to worry too much about defense. So I think my team has like the best of both worlds, and then also being able to score on three levels and also be able to defend both on the perimeter and inside. My team is currently the best team, and also having the best player on the roster right now is just a plus, an added bonus to it.
Okay, Elvis, you can talk us through your team. Your team has Joel Embiid at center, Devin Booker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in your backcourt, Kawhi Leonard, and Lauri Markkanen manning your front court alongside Embiid. Talk us through why you think you have the best starting five.
Okay, well, my starting five, the Mavericks, I think, have the best in that. Already got the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid, on my team. Also got SGA and Devin Booker, who are proven scorers. They are good handlers of the ball also, and they have proven that they can carry a team on their own. With Kawhi Leonard this season, he has really improved in terms of games played and his contribution to the team as well. And I think he's staying fit. He's going to be a threat to any team that faces the LA Clippers. And my pick of Lauri Markkanen, I feel he had a big leap last season, and I just hope that's going to continue this season. And he's also one of Utah Jazz's greatest players currently. That's why I think I have the best starting five. And with defense also, with SGA, Kawhi, and Embiid, with Larry, I think I wouldn't have a headache on the defense. All right, thank you.
Okay, the Originals, Tuminat selected for his team, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Paul George, and Karl Anthony Towns. For your team, I wonder who's going to play the five between AD and Cap. Can you answer that question for us before you tell us why you think you have the best starting five?
Yeah, for my team, Cap is going to play the five, and he will slide back to the four that he loves playing so much. And then the reason why I think I have the best starting five is that I have four MVP caliber players on my team if you take Cap out. And then with the defense, perimeter defense, I have Paul George to take care of that. It's LeBron also. With protecting the rim, I have AD there to take care of that. But ball handling, I'm okay with that because every single player on the team can handle the ball. Luka is there, LeBron is there, PG. All the players I selected, each and every one of them can score on all three levels apart from AD, whose three ball is not the greatest of all, but Luka, AD, Kat, and LeBron. Shot creation is not going to be an issue for me. Having Luka and then LeBron on my team, the ball IQ, having the ball creating shots for the other players is going to be very, very simple. And I would kill to see Luka, AD, pick and roll, high pick and roll, high pick and pops. If my team is perfect, I don't have a problem with 3-point because Luka, PG, great 3-point shooters. LeBron also is a volume 3-pointer. That can stretch the floor. So if the defense decides to collapse in on AD, Luka, pick and roll, Kat can just stretch the floor as a big five and then shoot his team. So I think my team is, my starting lineup is just the best thing I could ever ask for. I can see someone like Seyram saying PG is not an MVP caliber player, but no problem. I mean, you have the Bridges on your team.
Of Seyram, course.
Do you like, care to respond?
Trying to take a shot at Mikal Bridges being on my team, like as if I mentioned Mikal Bridges and being an MVP caliber player. I only put Mikal Bridges on my team because I needed a wing who could, you know, guard on all five levels. And also somebody who was like very good defensively. You are talking about PG being a very good perimeter player, but Charlie, have you forgotten that PG has a like a 6 to 7 minutes highlight tape of game winners and all shots being shot on his head? Charlie, we don't talk about PG when we're talking about perimeter defense. We're talking serious about that.
Yeah, comparing Mikal Bridges' perimeter defense to Paul George. Are you serious?
Bro, perimeter, Mikal Bridges was one of the reasons why the Suns were in the NBA Finals about 2-3 years ago, and it was because of his defense, right?
So yeah,
look at what's happening to them.
Suns
are actually, Suns are struggling. Let me finish. Suns are struggling right now, even though they have like the one of the best offenses in the league. They are struggling right now defensively because of And I know that I've paired him with Mikal Bridges. So now you can imagine, we'll have good wing defense.
You are telling
I have both Bridges offense and defense on my team.
So Bridges is a better defender than Paul George. That's what I say.
I need a short answer so I can move on.
Short answer from what?
From both of you.
Are you saying PG is a better defender than Mikal Bridges?
I'm saying you making the argument that PG's perimeter defense is the reason why you picked him when he has a highlight. When he has a highlight tape of game winners being always shot on his head, it's bogus. So yeah.
Is Mikal Bridges a better defender than Paul George?
I won't answer. Moving on.
You can't answer because you know if you answer, you'll burn in hell. Liar like you.
Melvin, your team consists of Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and DeMontis Sabonis. Can you walk us through your team?
Okay. For my team, I didn't think so deeply like my fellow GMs went. I went purely on vibes. It's a map team. It's a vibe. It's a map team. It's a vibe. I followed the legendary Jerry Buss. I mean, I wanted a team that I felt would gel well together. I mean, we have the big man at the back, Giannis, who is also good at defending as well. We have top shooter, Stephen Curry. I mean, we have the vibes bringer, Jimmy Butler. And we have the guy who go to hell and back to keep you alive, Draymond Green. I mean, simple and short, I just put the ultimate vibe check team together. And knowing that they will gel well together, they could probably do a lot more together.
Okay, Dave, for Ablekuma Namale, she had Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, and Klay Thompson. Please tell me about your team. I'm tempted to take over the draft for Dave, honestly. Sarah, what do you say?
Shall I just do it? Because I kept dealing with Dave going off and on like...
All right, it's calm. So I'll be taking over the rest of the draft for Dave. Ablekuma Namale, we have Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, and Klay Thompson. We're going to play ultimate small ball. Jason Tatum will have to play the five for us in spurts. Klay Thompson will play the four. Trae Young, being the shortest, he'll definitely play the one. Dame will have to play the two. And Donovan Mitchell will have to play the three. We're going all out offense. There's no defense to be played. And like, that's the name of the small ball is going to be crazy. I wonder how you're going to guard it because you can say, Mutumala will say he'll bring size with AD and Kat, But if I ISO Cat with Dame Lillard, what's he going to do about that? Basically.
Right now, your coach there, if I hire Mike D'Antonio, because Charlie, that's the only way if he survives the league. Offense,
All right.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year from myself, Noah Mark Hansen, and the rest of the Oddball team. Thank you for listening to part one of our top 100 NBA player draft. This part covered rounds 1-5. We appreciate you listening and have a wonderful 2024. Part two will come out soon, and part two will be round 6-13. Thank you for listening to another episode of Oddball Sports. I've been your host, Noah Mark Hansen. Please check out part two of this draft episode.